What's up, guys? What is happening? Ryan Toman checking in with you guys. It is November 11th. It is Sunday. Now, here in Saskatchewan, Canada, it is what we call Remembrance Day. It's a long weekend. It's where we remember the soldiers that fought for our freedom. My grandpa Matt Toman was a soldier, so shout out to him, as well as all the other brave men that fought for us. So what a better day than right now, today, to check in with you guys and do episode number 2 of Ninja Realtor. Before we get started, guys, you know the drill, but if you don't, we're going to get into a topic, one take here. It's going to have to do with real estate, martial arts, philosophy, lessons that I've learned. And before we get into that, I'm going to share with you guys a little bit about what's going on in the real estate industry for me, what's going on with martial arts for me, just so that I can show you guys and lead by example with the activities that I do throughout the day. Coming from Warman, Saskatchewan, Canada, we're going to get right into it. Last night, I watched the fights in Denver, UFC. Glad to see Donald Cerrone come away with that armbar victory. And now that it's November, the fights start at 9 p.m. our time with the time change. So these cards go pretty late. And when there's a couple of long, slow decision fights, a guy can nod off a little bit. But I'm super glad, guys, that I stayed up for the main event. Yair Rodriguez versus the Korean Zombie. Because I don't want a spoiler alert, but it's already in the past, so I hope I don't ruin it for you guys. The last second of a 25-minute fight, which was a good fight, but nonetheless, Yair Rodriguez flatlines the Korean Zombie with an unorthodox elbow that we've never seen before in the UFC. Crazy finish. I don't even think a lot of people really realized what happened at the time, but damn, that shit was crazy. I'm glad I stayed up for that. There was a few other good fights too. Martial arts, I'm still nursing my arm, my torn MCL. So not doing much for training this weekend. Besides weights, it's tough training smart. I just want to go and roll hard and all that good stuff. But I got to be smart. I got to heal this up. You know, I don't want to keep re-injuring it until it's a chronic injury. So I'm planning to do some training when I go down to San Diego in another week or so. So I'm going to try and be smart for one more week and avoid injury at all costs with kickboxing too. So bit of a rest day today, guys. Last week there was lots going on with real estate. On Friday, I wrote an offer on the most expensive commercial listing I've ever dealt with. Over $1 million. I don't expect it to come together in all honesty because we kind of lowballed them. You know, I don't like to do that. I don't like to waste people's time, including my own, but this place was a little bit different. You know, it was sitting for over a year. They kept reducing the price. The owner has never even seen it and she's not even from Canada. So we maybe tried to take advantage of this situation, but it's still up in the air. So we'll see what happens with time, but you know, no expectations on my end. I closed a deal off yesterday morning, Saturday, with a buyer client on a residential purchase. So got everything signed up. It's a done deal. Got a listing ready for this week. You know, I have a lot going on before I take off. I have a new listing in Warman and I'm relisting a couple other ones outside of Warman. You know, it's kind of the new norm with the way the market's been these last couple years. Generally, things are just taking more time. So I had a couple of listings expire. Fortunately, these guys are going to relist with me. We're going to bring it on fresh and give it some more time. So these are the type of things that are making me learn to be more patient, but there's only so much you can do. You know, sellers in our market right now are taking big losses. And if you don't have a ton of equity built up in your home, it's tough to sell unless you absolutely need to. So it's all a learning experience, but all you can do is all you can do. So that's all I'm going to do. Without further ado, we are going to get into it, guys. We're going to get into today's topic, one take. And this one is to do with real estate, but it's also to do with just life in general, you know, just kind of character. Presenting yourself for success. This is so important when you're in sales, when you're in business, to present yourself for success. Realistically, with anything in life, and it all starts with believing in yourself. You need to believe that you deserve to be successful. You need to tell yourself you deserve good things. You deserve happiness. You deserve to be a high-producing realtor or whatever industry you're in. Once you truly believe this, and once you truly tell yourself that you deserve these good things, guys, you'll start talking differently. You'll start walking differently. You'll have better posture. People pick up on these nonverbal cues. If you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect somebody else to believe in you? Seriously. If you go to a listing appointment and you have bad posture, you dress like shit, you don't talk with confidence, do you think people are going to want to do business with you? If you answer the phone very unprofessional, do you think people are going to look at you as a professional? And when I say professional, I don't mean you need to be all fake and, hi, Ryan here with Ryan Tolman Remax. You know, nothing like that, but just be professional. Hold yourself to a high regard. Tell yourself that you deserve nothing less than the best. You know, take the time to be conscious of having good posture, looking people in the eye with confidence. Obviously, good work and hard work come along with this, but you need to present yourself as a successful person. That attracts people. People want to work with you if you're confident, if you present yourself to be professional, if you present yourself to be successful. You know, walk it, talk it, breathe it. Visualize it. Tell yourself that you deserve to be a high-producing realtor. People will want to work with you. It'll come with time, but you really have to believe it, guys. You know, present yourself to be the best version of yourself. People pick up on nonverbal cues, you know, physical posture, the way we move, body language, way more than what we're saying. What we do, how we act, sinks in with people way more than what we're saying. This is psychology. And I'm going to relate it to martial arts too, because, you know, you can have discouraging days training where you just feel like a no-stripe white belt. You know, you feel like, what am I doing here? You know, I'm getting my ass kicked. But in the last tournament I did, before I went, I really had to tell myself, you know, look, and I mean, you don't have to do things like this. This is just an activity. I'm a little weird, so I'll physically tell myself things, you know, little mantras and an intent that I've shared before. But I'm the type that'll look in the mirror at myself and tell myself things. Now, I don't believe that we all have to do that, but it seems to work for me. But I had to tell myself, I deserve to be here. You know, I'm obviously, you know, a beginner in all of this stuff. I mean, I'm only a 3-stripe blue belt, but it can be intimidating to go and try and beat up a handful of other blue belts. But I had to look in the mirror and tell myself, I deserve to be here. I have the skills to be here. I've put in the work to be here. I've put in the time to be here. I deserve to be here among the best and walk away with that gold. And then when you show up to the event, you have good posture. You walk with confidence. You talk with confidence. The fact that you believe in yourself reeks off of you. So whether it's with martial arts or business, guys, Believe in yourself. Present yourself for success. Present yourself as one of the best realtors if you ever want to be one of the best realtors, because people sense this. And if you present yourself that way, if you operate that way, you're going to attract good business. People are going to want to work with you. And you're going to succeed one way or another. Present yourself for success, guys, even just in life. Walk it, talk it, breathe it, see it, believe it. Something to think of today, something to think of when you walk into your next appointment, when you answer the phone next. Nonverbal cues, guys. People pick up on that subconsciously. I'm going to leave it at that before I start talking in circles. And again, guys, I'm going to get better with reps. You know, some of these I'll listen to after and I'll be like, shit, I forgot to mention this, or shit, I should have explained this differently. But, you know, these are simple principles. I'm putting in the reps. I have a lot to learn, but, you know, trying to make strides forward. So bear with me. But that is the topic for today. So I don't have too much on the agenda, guys. I mentioned in the last podcast, I'm a little bit of an artist on the side, so I might bust out this canvas and get a little more work in today. Try and enjoy myself. I don't want to bug people as far as business on Remembrance Day like today, so I'm going to brainstorm on a couple of business social media ideas, a couple of internet posts. I'm going to get some feedback for some clients on a showing I had the other day, and maybe catch up and watch a couple more fights. You know, I stretched good this morning, went for a long walk. I got super motivated the other day off listening to a David Goggins podcast on the Lewis Howes podcast, School of Greatness. So I'm motivated. I'm doing things. It's more of a, how would I call that? I don't remember the word, but it's a rest day, but it's a, what the hell am I trying to say? An active recovery day. I'm going for long walks, I'm stretching, I'm doing a few things, but overall it's a recovery day. So check me out on Instagram, guys, at Ryan Toman, that's at RyanTomyn. Feel free to DM me, give me some feedback, you know, throw a suggestion on something that maybe you want me to talk about for a topic, and nonetheless, enjoy your Sunday, guys. I will be back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.